In the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, a U.S.-educated lawyer has been chosen as the country's new president. Exit polls from yesterday's election give Mikhail Saakashvili more than 85% of the vote. 6 weeks ago, Saakashvili led the peaceful protest known as the Rose Revolution that led to the ouster of former president Eduard Shevardnadze, whose government was widely accused of corruption and incompetence. The BBC's James Kumarasamy reports.
A crowd of cheering supporters greets Georgia's new president. Mikhail Saakashvili can now finally wear the crown he's been eyeing on his mantelpiece for the past few weeks. But he is under no illusion about what lies ahead.
It was an astounding victory. It's amazing how enthusiastic people were and how important were these elections for them. It's basically the same thing that happened in Eastern Europe during Velvet Revolutions. In many ways, was replicated here in Georgia. We are just 10 or 12 years late. So we need to catch up. We need to rebuild this country really from the bottom.
Indeed, toppling Georgia's veteran leader, Eduard Shevardnadze, in a bloodless revolution was the easy part. Georgia's new leader has corruption to stamp out, a crippled economy to turn around, separatist regions to keep in check, oh, and a growling Russian bear to keep sweet. All of these he's promised, leading many to suggest he's raising expectations too high. But Georgian political analyst Alec Rondelli says it's been the right rhetoric for the right time.
He brought energy, brought hope. It was necessary. But at the same time, people understand that it's political theater, because people understand pretty well after these 12 harsh years of independence that to bring prosperity, to bring stability, to bring normal life takes time.
But the dawn of a new era is not a time for cynicism, and Georgian TV has been marking the changing of the guard by replaying images of the November uprising to the strains of this uplifting ditty. And if you're looking for auspicious political theatre, how about Eduard Shevardnadze's unexpected public endorsement of Mr. Saakashvili, his former protege who became a politically fatal rose thorn in his side? Just to stress that bygones are just 6 weeks later bygones, he even called him by the affectionate diminutive Misha, something I don't remember him doing to that other Mikhail he worked with in the Kremlin when he was Mr. Gorbachev's foreign minister. Analyst Alex Rondelli is certainly impressed.
It looks that we have the civilized politics already, and it's good. I think it's nice that this president, which I think arch enemy of Mr. Saakashvili, comes and votes for him today. It's great.
And it will be greater still if this pragmatism rubs off on Georgia's new leader, who has a reputation for being less than diplomatically correct. The US-trained lawyer will need all his advocacy skills if he's to encourage foreign investment. For the moment, though, he has the goodwill of both his fellow countrymen and much of the international community on his side.
The BBC's James Kumarasamy.